You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Forge on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dog Pound, become a Cleveland Browns season ticket member today. Call up my man, the judge. He's here.
Call
440 right now, 824-3434. Don't miss the excitement at First Energy Stadium this fall with home matchups against the Broncos, the Niners, the Cardinals, the Redskins, Steelers, Bengals, Ravens, and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. That's 440-824-3434.
The judge is working today?
They're here,
I
man.
The building was closed.
Except for them and me.
Really?
Yes.
Oofa.
Oofa.
That's rough. That's rough.
Yeah, you ain't lying, bro.
Sell some tickets, baby.
You ain't lying.
I'm right there with you. Outside of this week, not a whole lot on the agenda.
Not a whole lot. It's great.
It is great.
Summer of jorts, the summer of George.
I like it.
I like it as well. So earlier today, Jim Harbaugh went on the Colin Cowherd show and came up with what I would only call a bizarre interview that only Jim Harbaugh could produce. And take
Is
a
there
listen.
Ever a moment in the day you're like, oh, man, I'm cupcake. I'm soft. I'm easy. When's the part of the day that you are just, you're a pushover?
I don't know. I guess I don't know. Maybe ask Sarah, my wife. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, when you go to Michigan and you take over a program and you're starting out, like when you're flying there and you're flying there to take the gig, do you have a yellow pad and you're like, okay, I'm going to do this, this, this? Like, what was the first thing you changed at Michigan?
I don't know what that the very first thing that was changed, maybe altered, but it's just conversation at a time. You get to work, and I remember that first day press conference, and then we got to work hiring the staff, recruiting players, recruiting players that were already on the roster. One conversation at a time. That's how you get to know people.
Yeah, I watch you on Instagram and I watch you on Twitter. You're very much into the community. It's like you and not that you weren't everywhere else. But it does feel different at Michigan because of your history there. It does for me. When I watch you, you really seem to be all in.
Yeah, I would agree. Can't disagree with that.
What do you think? Because, Jim, I didn't think you'd go to Michigan. What was the day like you decided? Where were you?
I don't know if there was a day or a place or a time. What I felt in my heart was what I wanted to do. I love Michigan. I love football. I love coaching football. So feel very blessed. I guess I have an attitude of gratitude that I'm able to be a part of this game and be a part of this great university.
What are realistic expectations?
Realistic expectations are that we're going to be better today than we were yesterday, be better tomorrow than we were today. That's our plan for success. So simple, it just might work.
Yeah. What college football coaches, NFL coaches, Jim, I don't know the difference hours-wise. Is your day that much different college to pro?
I don't know how much different. There's more similarities than there are differences, actually, Colin.
Like how? I mean, you get in early, you leave late. It's the same.
Yeah, that would be a similarity.
I said,
coaching football, building a team, mm-hmm. Same. More similarities than differences, I would say.
Future of the Big Ten. You're at Michigan. Urban Meyer at Ohio State. James Franklin. When I look at these coaches, I say elite recruiters, elite coaches. I said this yesterday. The Big Ten feels like it's a bye for me. Like, can you sense, do you have a sense of that and a feel for the conference overall?
The Big Ten feels like a bye to you?
Yeah, it does. Because
does it feel that way? I don't.
You don't see that?
No, I don't. Explain that to me. I don't.
Well, because the bottom line. Well, I mean, let's be honest. Michigan's a heavyweight. Ohio State's a heavyweight. They now both have great coaches. It feels like the Big Ten is on the come. It feels like there's momentum in the conference that I didn't feel.
Oh, a buy, like something to buy,
yeah,
as opposed
stop.
To sell.
Yes.
Oh, I thought I I thought a bye week.
Yeah. That's what it feels like to me. Does it feel like that to you?
It feels very competitive to me.
Mm-hmm.
At the highest level of college football.
Season opens September 3rd at Utah. Coach, when do you put in a game plan? How does it work?
It's a process. It's been going on for months and will continue over the next 2 months.
Mm-hmm. You're not a rear view mirror guy. It doesn't seem like you're kind of forge your way, go get stuff.
This feels like one of those where you ask like 50 questions on a.
Well, you're giving me slow. You're not giving me a ton to work with, Coach. So I just want to find something out about Jim Harbaugh, the human being.
Okay.
I want to find out about Jim Harbaugh. I'm a player right now, and I want to play for a bunch of schools. I'm listening to Jim Harbaugh. I want to play for Jim. Well, I mean,
do you have any eligibility, Colin?
No, and I can't play worth a damn. What I'm saying is I want Jim Harbaugh, the guy. Because I bring all these coaches on, and I want the guy. I mean, what? I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
No, if I was. This seems terribly difficult, Jim, for you. This is just not work. I love you to death. I really do, but it seems like we're going nowhere with this. And I love you. I'm a huge Harbaugh fan.
What can I do to make your interview better?
You can't. I'm just asking open-ended questions, and you have not much to say. I want you to sell your program. That's why I bring Urban on, and I bring Steve Sark. I love you guys. I want you to sell your program. Listen, I love you. It's not working. I appreciate you stopping by, Jim Harbaugh. I've been in the business 10 years, folks. That was a clunker. There's not much I can do about that.
Colin Cowherd was just at his wit's end there. He said, that's pretty much it. This was a clunker. Oh, my! What is this? Yes! That music can only mean one thing. Kid, the Michigan man himself, the kid, what in the world just happened in that interview?
Well, Colin Cowherd is not my favorite guy to begin with, and the interview clearly was not Harbaugh's finest day.
But what was he doing there? What was the point of what
he
was doing?
That's the first time I've heard it. That's the first I've heard of it. I think that he just was throwing a million questions at him. It was not Harbaugh's finest interview, but at the same time, Colin, he should have never gone on with Colin Cowherd. That's a bad job by whoever set that interview up. He's not a Colin Cowherd type of guy. He'd be better off coming on with Russillo or going on with, probably not Stugatz either. But I don't know. It wasn't a great interview, but at the end of the day, people that are making such a big deal out of it on Twitter, like it's going to hurt recruiting. Do you really think that any recruit listens to Colin Cowherd's show?
I think so. I don't think it was a good look at all for his program today.
It was not a good look for him, but I think it was just as bad of a look for Colin.
Do you think that he brought that up? The reason why he was so short is because the herd does give Urban quite a bit of love?
I don't know that you think that Harbaugh knows that the herd gives the Ohio State love. And frankly, I think the herd also has been very complimentary of Michigan since Harbaugh came on board. He has been, and I just think that his shtick, some guys love going on with Colin, like USC's coaches always love going on with Colin. Urban goes on with him from time to time. Harbaugh is a unique guy, and I think Harbaugh should stay off the interview circuit. He gets enough attention as it is. He doesn't need to be doing interviews.
Yeah, it certainly seemed, it seemed to me that he went on there to be standoff. The first question was, is there ever a time of day where you're, you know, a pushover? And that didn't seem that tough.
No, but at the same time, what kind of question is that? What do you get? That's a dumb question. There was a lot of dumb questions in the interview.
Okay, all right.
But in general, I'm not saying that it was Harbaugh.
But like, if you're a reporter, you've got to ask questions. Like, you've got him on the phone. You got to get something. He's trying to get anything out of him.
Yeah, I don't know what he. Yeah, I agree. But I'm not sure. maybe you start with a couple more factual questions, or I don't know. I don't know how he could have done it differently, but it clearly was not going in a good direction. And then once it starts going in a bad direction, that's sort of what, you know, that's Cowherd's MO. I think he likes the uncomfortable radio. And once it starts going in that direction, you know, his whole show today was about how he got in, you know, was that. And so he spent the next 2 hours talking about it, and really the only clip he played was the last one. Some of the other clips, and I was confused by his question about the buys also.
I agree.
And I think that sort of threw him in the negative direction by saying, what, it's a bye week? Because that's what I thought also.
I did think that.
So I don't know. It definitely was not Harbaugh's finest interview, but at the same time, I think it's a blip on the radar. And as you retweeted, Nate, you know, he's just going to win. He may be awkward. He may be a strange guy, but he was a strange guy in San Francisco. He was a strange guy in Stanford. He was a strange guy at the University of San Diego, and all he does is win. The same way Wilhelm, all he wants Urban Meyer to do is win, that's all I want Jim Harbaugh to do.
I mean, I agree with that. I retweeted that from Daniel Jeremiah. I thought the best quote, and Cleve T.A. just tweeted this out, I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I go to Michigan? And Harbaugh's response was, you are?
Yeah, I mean, that was... Yeah, I mean, that just shows his one-track mind. Like, if there was a 4-3 wide receiver in the studio or something, he probably jumps on a plane and flies there and gets in front of him. I got to imagine, the only thing that is a little bit disconcerting to me, and I'm hoping that he's a lot different, you know, when he's in a living room, he's got to be able to turn a switch. I mean, he's a smart guy. He's got to be able to turn a switch and, you know, tell them, the parents, what they want to hear. I mean, they're not Colin Cowherd. He's got to play the game a little bit with the parents and the recruits.
He's got to. I think it was fine. I thought they were, you know, it's, there are times when you go into a question or an interview, and if the person gives you nothing, it is hard. And I don't think Colin asked the best questions. I thought there were a lot of things he could have gotten into that he didn't. I thought the buy was, you know, buy as in buy sell or buy week was worded poorly, and he wasn't clear about that. It just was bad. I give Colin credit, though, for, you know, going ahead and saying the interview is over.
Yeah,
I don't think either one of them was great. I don't think, but to be fair to Colin, you ask questions, you need to have something, you know, go on. You need to get something back.
I don't know on shows like that, like if Colin's producers, and maybe Gibbs, you can give us some insight on this, is a Michigan sports information director saying, hey, you know, send me a list of things that you want that Colin's going to touch on, or is it always just off-the-cuff questions?
I think he had to go off the cuff because he wasn't getting anything answered. And rather than just 2 minutes into the interview go, I'm going to give up on this.
Yeah. No, I mean,
he was just trying to find something that Harbaugh would open up about, even if it was on a personal level.
I wonder if Harbaugh goes into it with a predetermined, I'm going to make this a train wreck, so then people are talking about me. Because, look, now everybody, all they're doing is, since the last 6 months of, since Harbaugh came on board, the amount of coverage Harbaugh has got as a coach, I would say equals up to, if you added up the other five most, the coaches that are most out there. You know, if you took Urban Meyer, you took Nick Saban, you took all five of those, you added them up, the amount of attention that Harbaugh is getting, and a lot of it is when he does odd things. I wonder if that's part of his MO, is just to keep his name out there. I don't know that that would be effective. I don't know that that's his plan, but he seems like a smart guy. Maybe he is doing something like that. I don't know.
At any point, though, is it going to be too much? Can he be too weird? Can he hurt himself too much?
Yeah, the answer is yes, but we also don't know what's going on behind closed doors. We don't know what's going on, like I said, when he's in front of the recruits. You know, he's maybe just trying to make it, you know, the premier, you know, the program that gets the most coverage. And frankly, and listen, I bleed the maize and blue more than anybody, but frankly, we don't deserve to be considered a premier program right now, or covered like a premier program.
And Colin even said that it was. They called him a heavyweight on par with Ohio State.
Right, which is you know, I think maybe there is some method to his madness. He wants to make sure until our play is of the level that we deserve to be considered a heavyweight, he just wants to make sure we continue to get the attention. And he thinks by being an oddball, maybe that's what, I don't know. I don't think anybody knows, frankly. I think you could talk to the Michigan athletic director, and he's probably scratching his head. I mean, there's a little bit of it, like, you know, the same way that Dan Gilbert had to sell his soul to get LeBron here, we had to do probably twice that to get Harbaugh in Ann Arbor. So whatever he wants to do, he's going to do, and no one's going to tell him differently.
The kid. So, by the way, the kid, earlier on the show, I called for you to shoot in the 70s this week.
All right.
Kid, are you that good a golfer?
No, I stink.
You and I need to golf.
The kid, you do not stink.
I'm a golfer on the come.
You are. Are you a bye golfer?
Yeah, I was going to say.
I would definitely be a bye golfer right now.
You're a bye. Sure. Bye shares.
You got some good range time. Are you ready to take him down tomorrow, Beachmont kid?
I don't know if I'm ready to take him down, but, you know, I'm going to do my best, you know,
hopefully we're teammates.
And, I mean, I'm going to do my best to put up a career performance.
Kid, are you going to Vegas next week with Zagura?
No, come on.
Come on, the kid. Come.
I'm a working man.
The kid, what do you think the other story I want to ask you about, Tiger Woods? There are two things I want to ask you about. Number one, Tiger Woods.
That's what I have to say. You know, I'm a Tiger apologist, and I just, if he can't, I mean, this course is going, they're going to light it up because it's going to be all wet, so everyone's going to light it up, and he's going to go out there and fire 73s and 74s. It's ugly right now.
That's not even what I'm talking about. Have you heard the latest rumor?
What's the latest rumor?
Tiger Woods reportedly is the reason that the Duffner marriage broke up and reportedly had an affair with Amanda Duffner and has flew her to Seattle for the U.S. Open.
Oh, really?
Greasy.
Tiger must be a maestro between the sheets, all these ladies chasing him down.
He must be a maestro between the sheets. And then finally, the kid yesterday, big article. Did you read the article on the Bleacher Report about the rampant marijuana use in the National Football League during the regular season as a painkiller?
I mean, first of all, I sort of tongue-in-cheek when they say painkiller. I mean, did they not enjoy the feeling that goes along with the painkilling?
We don't know.
I mean, listen, my feelings, I think, are very documented on the record. The fact that they sit there and they throw these terrible narcotics down their throat, and they're allowed to do it because they write prescriptions for it, in some cases don't even write prescriptions for it, compared to the side effects of marijuana, it's a joke. I mean, marijuana should be used first and foremost over any of those painkillers. You know, I think that it's a high time, no pun intended, that they get rid of the outlawing of marijuana in the NFL.
Free Josh Gordon.
Free Josh Gordon.
Kid. Ladies and gentlemen, the kid with us. Kid, appreciate it. That Harbaugh, it certainly, the good thing is for you, Michigan is going to be as relevant as ever. They are going to win. I believe that he is that kind of a coach. He'll build a program that wins, and it will never be dull.
No, I mean, come on. Let's rewind 8 months ago, and I'm looking at Artie Lang on the sidelines, you know, folding his arms across his chest. You know,
did you just call Brady Hoke Artie Lang?
Yeah, don't you think they look alike?
That was good. I found Artie Lang to be much more entertaining, though.
Oh, for sure. I would have preferred Artie Lang on the sideline. In fact, he's a big sports fan. He might have done better than Hulk. But, I mean, if you take that compared to where we are now, I mean, it's like looking at the, not to make another Cavs comparison, but it's like looking at the Cavs last year in the offseason before LeBron came and after he came. I mean, I don't think you can understate the importance of the crazy man Harbaugh coming into town.
You certainly can at the kid. Always a pleasure. Appreciate you being with us here on CBD.
My pleasure. Take care, fellas.
All right, there he is, folks. The kid. Who better to comment on the Harbaugh interview than the kid? Nobody. When we come back, we will be speaking with John Keim. He will join us, the ESPN NFL Nation reporter for the Washington Redskins, as we begin our preview of the Browns' opponents this year, starting with their first in the preseason. That, of course, the Redskins. We'll talk about their offseason, their lineup, what he thinks about this team, and where they are headed when we come back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.